Piero Lumumba here at the Paradise Gardens in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. And our discussion about the continent of Africa touches a subject that is as contemporary as it is significant, the space. And in this context, one wants to talk about the space with regard to the continent of Africa, acutely aware that there are 54 recognized countries, but we talk about Africa as the mother continent. And in that regard, we also want to talk about her in relation to Russia, which, as we all know, is the natural successor of the Soviet Union in matters technology and in matters politics. And this must be given a historical context. I remember, of course, courtesy of history, in the month of October in the year 1957, when the then Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1 into the space, the world was surprised, particularly the United States of America, which thought that they would be first in space. And since then, the world has never been the same again, has never been the same again, because presence in space has meant many things in terms of dealing with weather, in terms of dealing with agriculture, in terms of dealing with communication, with the consequence that after 1957, there was a race of presence in the space, culminating in the man's landing on the moon and, of course, investigations and explorations in that space. Africa at that time, before her component countries regained their independence, perhaps depended on the metropoles. But after countries had acquired or regained independence, the whole idea of presence in space became very significant for a number of reasons, some of which were simply in terms of enhancing stature, but in real terms, they had economic value. And in this regard, quite a number of countries had dalliance with different countries with a view to having satellite presence in the space. But of course, many of the Western countries were very reluctant to train people in that space. And even if they were trained, to allow them to acquire the full technology that would enable them to rely on themselves and cooperate only on a need basis. As I speak to you now, a number of African countries have had some kind of presence in the space. The Egyptians have been there, the Moroccans, the Algerians, the Tunisians, the South Africans, the Kenyans, the Rwandese, the Tunisians have already stated. These are countries that have made effort to be present in the space. And it has contributed in a monumental way in different sectors. First, let us look at weather. And when one is looking at weather, one is talking about how to deal with agriculture. You are able to state with a reasonable degree of accuracy when it is going to rain and when it is not going to rain, and the satellites can do this quite effectively. Beyond that, there is communication, particularly with the advent of mobile telephony. And this has become very important, knowing as we do that that space is dominated by a number of Western countries, and that many countries have their technological backbone being restful on the backbone of these Western countries. And that is what legitimizes the debate. As the appetite for presence in space becomes an argument and a topic that is very important, what do we do? I remember during the presidency of Nigeria's Olusegun Obasanjo, he said that Nigeria is a country that must now have a presence in space. And many efforts were made to ensure that this technology was acquired. And of course, Rwanda has wanted to use this technology in the medical space, and Egypt in terms of not only medical, but even in military spaces. So the question is, how do we relate with the rest of the world? How do we relate specifically with countries that are willing to support African countries at different levels? Not only at the level of helping African countries have the occasional satellite launched into the space, not only at the level of having astronauts or cosmonauts accompanying them to space for exploration, but are willing to offer some kind of tangible interaction. And when I talk about tangible interaction, I'm talking about training of personnel. I'm talking about helping them to build equipment that can take them to the space, helping them to ensure that they collaborate in a meaningful manner. And this is where Russia comes in. And Russia comes into this thing because she was not a colonizer. Perhaps if she had been a colonizer, she would have behaved very differently. She would have had the DNA and the inclination of the classical colonizers. But having not been a colonizer, there is a sense in which there is believability. And many African countries are inheriting this believability from their interaction, which we must never forget to say, of the Soviet Union, whose immediate successor we must never forget to repeat is the Russian Federation. So why is it that conversations around satellite involvement and satellite use and deployment is becoming more intimate with Russia and African countries rather than with the Western countries? And the answer is very simple, that while Western countries are prepared to give you small doses in a condescending and patronizing way, until now, the conversations that are being held with Russia seem to be on an equal footing in terms of jointly identifying the areas of collaboration and ensuring that there is a transfer of technology in a fundamental manner that is going to ensure that this technology is deployed in universities, to ensure that this technology is deployed in institutions that are relevant, in ensuring that this technology are available to people who are going to use them for the benefit of their countries. If you look at the history of Egypt, for example, which has been in this space for a long time, one sees that in the very early days, so during the presidency of Gamal Abdel Nasser, and it continued with the presidency of Anwar al-Sadat, the intimate relationship that existed between the Soviet Union and subsequently Russia has seen the Egyptians going ahead in this particular area in a manner that is admirable. Of course, in Tunisia, we also had that interaction during the administration of Habib Bourguiba, and you can see that but for the Arab Spring, there was an element of interaction. In Libya, during the administration of Muammar al-Gaddafi, there was also the intimate relationship, because through technology, it was also important and possible to even map minerals in different parts of Africa. And we saw a country like South Africa, which had acquired some of this technology during the apartheid regime from Israel and the United States of America, after the coming into being of the Democratic African government, the interaction became less intimate. And that is why, therefore, going forward, I personally and many look forward to a Russia that is prepared to work with African countries from a standpoint of collaboration, from a standpoint of mutual respect, from a standpoint of using technology for the benefit of the peoples of Africa, and from a standpoint of using that technology in a manner that is going to enhance collaboration, and in a manner that is designed to ensure that the acquisition of that technology is going to enable Africa to enjoy liberty. Because technology is useful if it is transferred. And when I hear the conversations that are going around, particularly right now, when the Russians are being very intimate with the new revolutionary countries in the Sahel, those conversations are beginning to take place in earnest. One wants to see that these conversations are reduced into clear agreements, that these are reduced into deliverables which are time-bound, which allow for proper monitoring, and which allow for the continent of Africa to engage with the Russian Federation in a proper manner. But there is one thing that I think is going to be very important going forward. Africa continues to suffer in many ways because she is divided. She is divided into these little countries, which sometimes are susceptible to manipulation by their former colonizers. And the voice that I'm beginning to hear is that if Africa is going to derive and enjoy the dividends of collaboration with the Russian Federation, Africa must negotiate with the Russian Federation as Africa. Tragedy, if I may be hyperbolic in that regard to use the word tragedy, is that up till now, we see an Africa that operates in silos through the little countries. I look forward to the day when African institutions are strengthened. I look forward to the day when the Russian space system and the Russian technology is deployed in Africa, and it is deployed with the intention of ensuring that we acquire the expertise, because transfer of expertise is going to be critical in terms of sustainability. I look forward to the day when components of these satellites are going to be manufactured in the continent of Africa, because these components, we have the raw material that can help us do this in places such as the Democratic Republic of Congo, such as Central African Republic, such as Chad, and of course in Mali and in Burkina Faso. I look forward to the day in terms of the training of personnel, so that personnel, those who are interested in acquiring knowledge, have a stint in Russian university on the understanding that African universities will also be strengthened so that they offer this kind of training in a meaningful manner. I look forward to Russian collaboration with African countries so that we can train astronauts, so that they are able not only to get to the orbit of the Earth, but they are also able to engage in exploration in Mercury and in Mars and in those other areas, because as we know, the next frontier is to participate in space exploration, because evidence is now clear that that is the space that you want to be in. And very lastly, I hold the view that as we get into the depths of the fourth industrial revolution, as we get into the depths of the fifth industrial revolution, and as we go into the area of artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things and big data, we are going to have to really consume technology, and the space is the forum at which we are going to enable ourselves to participate in those revolutions. Africa may have missed out on the first, second, and third revolution in meaningful ways, but the fourth, fifth industrial revolution with artificial intelligence, that is an area of collaboration, and we hope that the Russian Federation is not going to deny the continent of Africa this technology, that they are going to avail this technology in all its splendor, so that within the next 10 years, African countries are able to say, we have now come of age and we can participate in the space arena, and we have properly equipped space stations in the continent of Africa. And how do I see those space stations? I see one in South Africa, I see one in Kenya, I see one in Senegal, I see one in the Democratic Republic of Congo, I see one in Tunisia, and of course there is one in Egypt. And once we have all those, then we will be able to tell our Russian friends, we are good friends, let us continue to be friends, let us now collaborate from a position of strength, because technology and artificial intelligence is what is going to liberate us from poverty and want. The conversations about the continent of Africa continue apace, but let us say our goodbyes in the knowledge that we'll come again as we continue to talk about the mother continent. Thank you.